Hi, this is a dictation for patient Tamara Brown, T like Tom, A-M-A-R-A-B-R-O-W-N, Tamara Brown, date of birth, 5-1967, date of 6-2023. The patient is referred by Dr. S. Khaneja, K-H-A-N-A-Z-A. The patient is referred here for evaluation and management for pain. The patient has reported in the chief complaint that there is a shooting pain in the neck which becomes stiff, especially during the work. She is a line worker and she cannot move her neck at all in any direction. And the pain is extremely severe. She has been sent home on several occasions. And she points out to a goiter that was diagnosed in the past as the cause of her pain. The pain in the neck are almost continuous and they have no cause of injury or accident or fall. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, hot, burning, tender, tiring, fearful. The pains usually range from 4 to 8, and they are worse when she has a whole day work at the plant. And many times she has been found unable to carry on the work and disabled and left, sent home. The factor for the pain is worsened bending, coughing, and improved by nothing. But walking also doesn't help. She reports that she does the scanning of the speakers and inserts the rubber at the base of the speakers. She stands all day long. She doesn't have to lift heavy weight. The patient reports that this neck pain, when it is severe, is radiating to both arms on an outer part of the shoulder, outer part of the upper back, forearm, outer part of the upper arm and forearm, involving the thumb, most of the time, associated with weakness of the both arms, and associated with numbness and tingling, pins and needles. So far, she reports of having x-rays and MRI done and blood tests done by her primary care physician, who has referred her for an evaluation. So far, she has had a chance to do chiropractor treatment, massage. She has done medications. She is seeing a psychiatrist. In the medical history and system review, in respiratory disease, patient suffers from asthma, bronchitis, shortness of breath, chronic cough. In psychiatry, patient suffers from anxiety. In the musculoskeleton, patient suffers from arthritis and easy bruising. Past surgical history, positive for appendectomy and hysterectomy in 2015. Allergies, none. Family history. Mother is suffering from high blood pressure and is alive. Father is living and no medical problems. Two brothers, one sister, they're all okay. Relationship status, patient is single and lives with 6 kids of her daughter. Her daughter is not there. Employment status, patient is employed full time at a plant. Disability, none. And legal history, patient does not have any attorney representing her issues. Personal history, patient is drinks socially, smokes a few cigarettes a day, does not use any recreational marijuana or any other drugs. Further, the patient reports that her ADLs are affected general activity, work, relationship with others are affected. 10. Mood, sleep, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate is affected. 8. There is no automobile trauma or fall or work-related accident that has been reported as a cause of this issue. She denies any pain in the middle back or lower back. No saddle anesthesia. No numbness tingling of the lower extremities. No trouble walking. There is a some amount of anxiety, depression, and panic. Patient reports that her eating, home chores, doing laundry are affected. 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 151 over 106, pulse is 93, pulse ox is 100, temperature is 97, respiratory rate is 18. Height, 5 feet, weight is 110. This is a 55-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, and there is no acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. She is able to walk reasonably well. She is mobile without any independent device. The gait is normal. The rest of the exam is from blood, including neurological examination to musculature examination. In the musculature examination, the cervical musculature has spasm with trigger points, and rest of the muscles have a normal tone and bulk and contraction. The cervical muscles are mostly around posteriorly by paraspinal region is the spasm is noticed. However, there are no trigger points. The trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum are completely normal. And there is no tenderness of the spine anywhere. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection and palpation is from the temporal. Spine tenderness is none present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, C1 to C7 is present. Hypertonicity 1+. Cervical spine range of motion. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion 35. And bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. Hyperextension was not painful. In the maps to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Perling sign is negative, Lermel test negative, distraction test is negative. Sotoal test is negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test and Slim test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test negative. Beggar test negative. CAM test negative. Femoral nerve stretch negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender with running flexion test, compression test, distant test being negative. Faber test positive bilaterally. Gonsalin test positive bilaterally. Trendelberg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities is from the template, a completely normal appearing exam. Diagnosis. Hypertension 110. Cervical spine, M54.2, M5020, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA, M47.812, thoracic spine, and also M47.812. Thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, S23.3XXA, M47.814, sacroiliac joint M46.1. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template as follows. The patient is referred for a physical therapy for 8 weeks, 3 times per week, to evaluate and treat at a choice place. Medications are provided, which are naproxen, 500 twice, once a day, with full stomach for anti-inflammatory. Elevil, 50 milligram daily for GAD disorder and help relieve the pain. Flexeril, 10 milligram once a day for relief of the muscle spasm. Voltaren gel, 1% for relief of the topical pain relief. Narcotic pain medication, Tramadol, 100 milligram in the morning. She is a night worker, so 30 tablets are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry. Fitness, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, yes. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. And surgical options are not warranted. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attended care case worker is not warranted. Past medical records have been recorded, ordered to be released. Investigations. An MRI of the cervical spine and thoracic spine is ordered to identify spondylosis of the spine occurring all of a sudden. She is a 55-year-old and most likely possibility is that the spondylosis is extreme. DME, patient is advised to have a neck brace and also a cervical traction device. Education is yes, disability yes, follow visit in 30 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.